We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
What did I do wrong?
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Dave Fleming will join us at 1:30, NBC Sports Bay Area Giants play-by-play man. 1:30, Dave Fleming. Mike Yastrzemski, Wilmer Flores, Darren Ruff, Donovan Solano, Dickerson, Duggar, 0-38 in the series. 0-38.
Oh, he stinks.
And it's tied.
You
got to
figure Yaz will be in the lineup regardless tonight. But now, what do you do with Flores? If Knebel's going to start, I still think Ruff's going to play regardless.
I agree. Give me Duggar, Steiny.
You want Duggar?
I could see him being a hero.
You want Duggar?
Mm-hmm. Hit one off the wall.
You wouldn't have gotten Duggar with Arias, I don't think. But
it's go time, man.
Yeah, it is. It's going to be fun out there.
5 hours.
It's going to be fun out there. Let's go to Jim. Jim's in Santa Clara. What's up, Jim?
How you guys doing today?
Doing great, man.
From Santa Clara.
Cool.
Yeah, I'm curious what you guys think about the matchup tonight. I saw, you know, the Dodgers, they're going to start Knebel to try to maybe quicken Gabe Kapler's decision-making.
Right.
Switching the platoon bats out, right?
Yep. I think it's interesting. Goo's not a big fan of it. I don't think it's going to play out to matter. But I could be wrong too. But it's just a way of giving Kapler something more to think about heading into this game and whether he's going to bite and essentially put a bunch of lefties in there only to find Arias pitching the second or third inning. I can't imagine he's going to fall for it.
Right, and that's only one facet to this matchup, though,
right,
Steiny, because the Giants still got their ace going against this Dodger lineup, and this ace pitched 7 scoreless against them last time out in the postseason. So, to me, you know, you don't run a race looking back, and you're right. You got to – because I just see Knebel going one inning, Steiny. I really do. Getting 3 outs, and here comes Urias. Because that would just be – that makes no sense to keep that guy off the mound against the Giants. But it doesn't change what the Giant hitters got to face with this crowd in a frenzy. They're smelling it. I mean, man, advantage Giants everything right now to me. Especially – I come in here and you tell me, you hear about Knebel? That went down. What do you mean? What happened? You go, Roberts, I don't like it.
888-957-9570. We're talking about game 5 tonight at Oracle Park. Who's the Dodger that scares you the most?
Ooh.
Who's the Dodger that you don't want to beat you tonight?
I don't like any of it, to be honest with you.
Give me one player who you just do not want to see beat you tonight, and then give me a Giant who's got to come up big. Who's the Giant that has to come up big tonight at 888-957-9570? Well, who do you think?
I'm going KB. I've been talking about his glove and if he's going to get re-signed. And he's been hitting, batting 400 in this series. Steiny, it's him. But damn, can we get a weatherman, Sal, to send somebody? Can we find out how the winds are going to be whipping tonight?
It's not supposed to be as bad as the other day.
Okay.
Well, actually, the other day was in L.A.
Well, Saturday.
Yeah, I'm sure I think it's going to be warmer than it was last week.
You want the ball flying? If you could like a video game, MLB The Show, you could control the weather. Would you have it to where no wind, just a homer's a homer? Or would you like, you want some conditions? All that ball would have been out, but the wind kept it in.
Yeah, you know, Goo, I love you. There are things you think about that never cross my mind. Like what never crossed my mind. Actually crossed my mind. I was like, I wonder what it'll be like out there. And I said, probably a little chilly. It'll probably be breezy. And like it is every night out by the bay. 415's got my guy. He picked my guy. Yaz needs to come through. That's who
I'm
with.
You think he can do it now? I mean, gosh, man. It's not going good for him. And let's put the right on the table. Stoney, outside of the power number, well, welcome to the new baseball. He wasn't really, you know, I thought he could be an all-star. And he, you know, and he didn't live up to those heights. But, and hey, all it takes is one hit, right?
Yeah.
Remember old gimpy Kirk Gibson limping up to the dish against the A's?
I think, yeah. I think
that?
Yaz is my guy to get a hit tonight. He's 0 for 12 in the series. But
you give it up on your guy, B. Craw?
Why would I give up on Brian?
Because you didn't say Crawford. You went Yaz. Crawford was your guest last game.
See, I got to tell you.
And Crawford was up with two men on, Stoddy. I was like, uh-oh.
Crawford and Posey are going to be fine. Like, you want to talk about two guys I don't worry about. It doesn't mean they both might not take 0 for 4s, but they're going to – they know how to play in these games. Posey and Crawford are gamers. I think we know that. Yaz, they could use something out of him tonight. Tony's in the Mission. What's up, Tony?
What's up, my guys?
Hey.
Good to hear from you, man. Great day.
Thank
Ready
you.
To get it started, game 5.
Yeah.
Whew.
Okay, so what I wanted to talk about was the last couple of – in the series, we've had two wins. They've gotten two wins. Their two wins, they kind of blew us out. They kind of got all their hits. They you know, put up crooked numbers. And as far as our win, we had the one first game, four whole solo homers, and then we had Longo. So I kind of feel this game 5, it's time to explode. It's time to have our game where we're going to get out there and get it rocking like Posey did in game 1. We're going to jump on this guy early and get the crowd rocking. And what that's going to do, it's going to allow this young kid, Webb, who's come up, who I love because this kid loves to get the ball in the biggest circumstances. He was explaining how he just feeds it off the energy of the crowd, and he wants the ball. That's the type of guy we want. So we want to support him tonight. I want all the fans going to the game on 2 strikes. Doesn't matter how many outs. 2 strikes, get up, stand up, cheer, and on hitters count, 3-1, 3-2, okay. Let's get pumped, let's get it cracking. Because in L.A., they were up 2, up 4, but you heard crickets. So I want all the
gotcha.
Fans to get it there tonight and get it cracking.
Thanks, Tony. Wow. Appreciate it. You heard it. Bay
Area. Control the board,
Hey, Bay Area. You heard Tony.
Yeah. I'm hella excited.
He wants you up.
Oh, they'll be up, Stoney.
When the Giants have a hitters count. And when the Dodgers are on the verge of striking out, he wants you to get up. And
that's when you should do it. Speaking of which,
yes.
I'm with him. If you go Knable, who is, you know, not inable, but he's not the horse, I could see an explosion from the Giants. Like one inning or two batters is too many on this stage. And if Roberts, if he's going to do it, man, I know he is. He's probably got his Bible open, Stoney. Get through this first inning, kid.
Why?
Because you said something about baseball that I totally it goes against everything I stand for in baseball. The first inning is the most important inning in a game like this. You don't want to go chasing.
No, you don't. But you could say that about any game.
Well,
I mean, he wouldn't do this unless he thought he could get some kind of advantage out of it.
But what more advantage do you need than Urias' last game against this team?
That a lot of people really said the Giants were on the verge of hitting Urias.
Oh, okay. Is that so?
Yeah. I mean, they hit some hard balls off Urias. What do you know? 6, 5 2/3, something like that. 5 2/3.
Yeah, but it wasn't pure dominance.
No,
they had
it wasn't.
Activity.
It wasn't. So let's not pretend that this guy, you know, Urias.
They had they had action.
Yeah,
as JD would say.
Exactly. Yes.
I was going to say to, who was it, Tony, that was just on. It's weird that in every other sport, in a big moment for your home team, you're pretty much quiet. Like when your team in football has the ball, you're quiet. You don't want to have a false start. When your team wants to hit a free throw, you're quiet. You want Steph Curry to hit the shot. Do you want to be super loud on 3-2 count, bottom of the ninth? You need a tying run? It's so weird to me. In every other sport, it's different.
Like I think that would mess with the pitcher, Spadoni and Stoney. Like get loud. Yeah, I'm at the plate. I got it. I know y'all rooting for me. But make that pitcher, you know, in his mind, lemon booty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just
I could see you getting up
3-2. I don't have a strong opinion.
When? At the game, 3-2, Webb in his motion.
How much, like, what's the score?
Bottom of the ninth, top of the ninth, bases loaded.
Okay.
Giants up one.
Okay.
And they don't bring
Why
anybody.
Why would Webb be pitching?
But he's going to complete game.
Come on.
Bases loaded.
He's going to throw 172 pitches tonight. You know how these playoff games go.
Exercise. Duvall's on the mound.
I'd stand up because the people in front of me are probably going to stand up. But I don't know if I'd cheer. Leroy. Leroy's in Oakland.
Oh, guy. Leroy is back, Jack.
Hey, guys. Good to be back, man.
Thank you. Thank you. What's up, Leroy?
I love you guys, man. Hey, man, you know, of course the person I fear the most is Mookie Betts, man. I just hate I got a big screen, and they put the camera on his face, and he comes up to bat, and, man, I'm just like, oh, man, Mookie, he's so good. So I fear him the most on the Dodgers. And I think that for the Giants, the fifth spot, for the Giants has always been that spot for me. And I'm thinking whoever's going to hit in that fifth spot, normally it would have been Wilmer Flores, who was my guy coming into this playoff series, and Cueto was big for me coming into this series, and neither one of them are playing. So I've been concerned, man, because I thought Cueto probably could have got one of those wins. And, you know, so I don't know, man. I whoever's hitting in that fifth spot for me, I'm going to look at that to see how they do. And I think that's going to be like a big thing for me as far as who wins tonight. So love you guys, man. Good to be back.
Thanks, Leroy. Appreciate it, man.
I got a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
And this is not second guessing, Steiny, but in a game like this, would you rather have what the Dodgers have at their disposal? You know what the lineup pretty much is going to be. But the Giants, they're a Rubik's Cube. And it's righties, lefties. And that got them 107 wins. And it got them to this stage. But on a game like this, do you wish you had kind of like the old school Yankees where you knew it was Jeter? You know what I mean? To me, that means something. Because you can always second guess what Kapler runs out. Should it have been Duggar? Should it have been Wade Jr.? Should it have been I don't know, but it's working now. But I'm just wondering, on a day like today.
You're going to go away from – you can't go away from what got you here.
But so much got you here.
Right.
Like, if the Dodgers go down, they're going down with that same lineup that we use 99.9% of the time. But Kapler's got so many – you know what I mean? And he's pitching a perfect game with that one of – hey, you're up, but not Europe. You know, could that backfire when you know maybe I should have gave Lamont he should have been leading off. You know what, I just wonder, because you can't get them all in on a game like this.
Well, yeah, he can. That's the thing. They'll get them all in. They'll get most of them in because he's, like, that's the way this team has been winning. Like, it's paid off far too many times.
It has.
For him not to believe in it at this point. You know what I mean? So I think it's going to be a game where he's going to use a lot of pitchers, and there's going to be a lot. I mean, they led the league in pinch hit at bats this year. So nobody pinch hits more than the Giants. So I think it's going to start again. You know, it's going to happen tonight, obviously, because it's part of their MO. Tony's in Pacifica. Hey, Tony.
Good. Is it gonna be a game?
That was you.
Yeah, he's probably got that.
Oh, delay. Yeah, the delay. So, yeah. Hey, what about my question coming in that I asked you about Kerr? I tried to make a parallel between Kerr and Kapler.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, now I know it's about tonight, DJ Quick, but this is technically Kapler's first season of 162 games. If he runs the table,
okay,
and they get win it all,
okay,
with this. Outdo Steve Kerr's first year where the Warriors shocked the world and won the title. The fact that Kapler can say, I got 107, and we knocked out the Dodgers, and we won a ring. I mean, coming from Philly, Kerr had, you know, this was his first go-round. Which one? I was thinking of that during the hallway. Like,
I think it would be this. I think it would be the Giants. If the San Francisco Giants win the World Series this year, that will be more improbable me than the Warriors' first title, and Kapler will have done a more impressive job than Steve Kerr. Even though Kerr did a great job that first year, obviously, But that's a good question. I mean,
because this is like his 73 wins in MLB,
for sure.
and a chance to get it
for sure.
Kirk, they were up 3-1.
The other thing is, the Kirk came onto a team that was pretty much established.
They had got swept though in the
playoffs two times.
They lost to Game 7,
and
yeah.
This team. I mean,
these are like, Steiny.
He had to figure out how to use everybody. He had to figure out who could play for him, who couldn't, who could hit righties, who could hit lefties.
And have the guys respect him.
Exactly.
And then what did we think? Oh, he's just listening to the computer or the computer. No, Kapler, whatever he's doing, people person wise, Steiny, A+, man. This dude, nobody can ever tell me I can't accomplish anything. I'm seriously mad, Steiny, and I tell my kids that every day. And the old man talking. Every time they go out to school, Steiny, I tell them, be the best you can be, and don't let it, I swear this is true, Steiny, don't let anybody tell you no, except me. Because Kapler is living proof of perseverance and prejudice that I had. I thought he was a bum. We need to get, what's our boy in Philly, the two guys?
Oh, Howard Eskin.
And the other one, Cataldi?
Yeah, Angela Cataldi.
How about they feeling now?
The Giants suck.
Well, okay, Howard.
They
don't taking calls right now. They probably,
yeah, probably right. They probably are taking
calls.
We've got
the Eagles tonight.
Oh, that's right. Eagles, Buccaneers. Yeah, it'll be interesting to see. It'll be interesting to see what the ratings are there.
Now that is.
Don't you think?
Yeah. Giants. You got me curious now.
607.
Because this is what, a C matchup in the NFL? Tampa Bay was that.
I'd say B.
Philly's the F and Tampa's the A.
You got Tom Brady. I mean, any football game is going to beat any baseball game.
See, yeah. I hate that. But
I also think Philly, you know, Philly's a big team, kind of. You know what I mean? They're not like the Jaguars or Titans. I'd give it a B. Brady can't play in a C game anyway. Any game Brady's
He'll be
in.
Thinking about the Giant game. That's where he's from, the Bay. Sarah High.
That's true. I think he's more of a Red Sox fan now.
Probably.
Oh, you know what?
I think his sister's married to a former Red Sox, right? Euculus, I think, maybe?
Oh, I think you're right. See, I don't pay attention to the gossip pages.
That ain't gossip. Those are relationship aspects. I mean, facts.
That's gossip.
Did you know who Crawford, Garrett Cole, is married to?
Crawford's sister.
Yeah. Like, you like stuff like that. That's positive.
Imagine paying Garrett Cole $300 million to win one game and he can't do it. Boy.
Well, the Astros paid him and he did it, even though they cheated. He was good with this.
Because he had the Crawford haircut.
Yeah, they didn't pay him $300 million, though, Gil.
I know. Former Pirate.
What did I do wrong?
let's go to Colby. Colby's in the city. What's up, Colby?
Hi. I'm a longtime listener of you guys. I've been listening to the show today. I know it's a crucial game 5.
Sure.
I just wanted to point something out, though. I'm not a Dodgers fan. I'm not a Giants fan. I'm actually a Cardinals fan, so I was hoping to play one of you guys. But I just wanted to point out that, you know, I think both sides are doing critical moves, especially Dave Roberts with putting Knievel on the mound. But I don't think you guys should really undermine what he's trying to do. And I listened to the guy that was an A's fan earlier. I feel like Roberts is playing chess while Kapler's is still kind of playing checkers. And I think we have to think with logic and not emotion with what's going on with this matchup.
If you don't mind, Steiny, can I give you an analogy, sir?
Go ahead.
If I have a car that has a full tank of gas and your car is on low, you need to stop at the gas station. I don't. And that's the analogy. It's bad, Steiny. I see you laughing. That I have with Roberts is stressing on this decision to pitch a lesser pitcher when the Giants got their ace on the bump.
I don't think he's necessarily stressing because you guys even mentioned it earlier. He's not afraid of any guy in the Giants lineup past number 4. And if you're talking about having a full tank, literally the other night, the Giants used up every hitter and every pitcher. So how is that a full tank?
Colby.
Colby.
Do you really think, and I love his point, I got to ask you guys this.
Well, you can't.
You think Dave Roberts is disrespecting the top, the Giants lineup to that degree to where nobody scares them?
I don't think it's that. I mean, I think the move speaks for itself. For 3 days, or longer, we thought the Dodgers were going to start a lefty in Game 5. Is that important? It's hugely important to the Giants,
okay,
who you know, that dictates what their lineup's going to be. All right, so now, before the game, Dave Roberts says, you know, I'm going to start a righty. But the righty he's starting, although he did start he did start four games this year. That was this was the first year he's ever started, by
pitched
the way.
Pitched in a 9-2 game against when Dodgers blew the Giants out.
Right. So, again, how about this? What is it working look like?
Well, obviously,
what is not
innings of no, I don't get the why.
The why is to see if Gabe Kapler will actually put more lefties into the lineup. And by the way, we'll probably get those official lineups at some point.
About 12. Oh, no, it's
pretty soon. Yep. But it just makes so Kapler's thinking what he's going to do against Arias. Now they're going to a right-hander. So now Kapler's like, okay, they're going to a right-hander. But I know he's just really waiting an inning or two to put Arias in there. So maybe Kapler won't really make any adjustments. And then maybe, you know, Knebel gets hit.
And you know what, Stani? I got to tip my cap to you, too, because I was focused and fixated on the box score of Urias' last start. And I just said it. There was activity all day. And maybe our guy Roberts is thinking that, too. Like, he didn't just mow them down. You know, they had opportunities.
Well, Dave Fleming's coming up next. He's the play-by-play man for the Giants, NBC Sports Bay Area. We'll get into this Corey Knebel start with him. We'll see what he thinks Dave Roberts is trying to do, and we'll ask Dave what he thinks Kapler's response is going to be. That's all coming up on 95.7 The Game. And remember to tune in after tonight's game and get reaction from Matt Kolsky. He'll be taking your calls and wrapping up the series on 95.7 The Game.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty, welcome back. Let's get right to it. Dave Fleming, NBC Sports Bay Area, Giants play-by-play man. Dave, thank you so much for making time on a game day. I know you're busy. Let me just start out with the obvious question. What do you think Dave Roberts is going for by starting Corey Knebel instead of Julio Arias?
Well, I think my guess is that Arias has proven to him, because I don't think he would mess with Arias if he thought it would impact his performance. But I think based on last year, I think he feels very confident that Arias is okay if he doesn't start the game. So once he decided that, then my guess is that Knebel makes it tougher on the Giants to set the lineup, because the Giants have a lineup that they can stack at the top against the lefty with Slater, with Ruff, with Flores, with Posey's going to be in there no matter what. But you get the idea. I mean, the Giants are going to stack that lineup up top with right-handed hitters when there's a lefty on the mound. And so I think what Dave Roberts is saying, okay, if I put a right-hander in the first inning, then that forces Gabe to kind of think about staggering his lineup. That means the second and third times through, when Arias is out there, maybe you're less willing, Gabe Kapler's less willing to make a pinch hit move. It puts Vesia more in play late in the game for a hitter or two if you have to stagger. I think there are some benefits. Now, there's a huge risk because you've got a stud, and, you know, I mean, it's very easy just to say, you know what, let's not overthink this. We've got a great pitcher on the mound. How about let's just pitch that pitcher? And if Knebel doesn't come out great, and if Arias is, you know, a little off rhythm coming into the game in the middle of the game, then it's going to look like a really, really bad move. But my guess is that it forces the Giants to make some of the decisions that they like to make on the fly. I mean, they like to force the other team to decide, and then the Giants react and get the best matchup that they can. I think that this does, to me, take a little bit of that maneuverability away, just a little bit.
Dave, I was telling Steiny, I'm such a diehard fan that when it's a big game that the announcers, I'm so in tune to them. And what you do a phenomenal job. But I heard Posey on Monday talk about he had butterflies. Can you walk us through how you feel on a game like this and how this energy affects what you do?
Well, I mean, I have butterflies. What I have more is impatience. I mean, if you came over to my house right now, I've done every piece of laundry. I've done every bit of yard work. I've washed both cars. I mean, in the last couple days, I've done everything there could possibly be to do to just distract myself from waiting for the first pitch tonight. So more for me, it's like, gosh, I can't wait for this thing to get started. Yeah, there's some butterflies, but in a really cool way. Like, when we sit down and the game's about to start, it's like, man, we get to be a part of this. Even though we're not down on the field, we're a part of this, and that is a really cool feeling.
Dave Fleming joining us. He's presented by the County of Santa Clara. COVID-19 vaccines are available to people ages 12 and up. Make sure your family is protected. Schedule a vaccine appointment or come to a no appointment required location. Visit sccfreevax.org or call 211 for a location near you. Logan Webb, obviously, the Giants have the ball in the hands of the pitcher they want. What do you think Kapler will be looking for in terms of his effectiveness? And then I know it's a game five, so he'll probably be on a short leash, but I got to believe, you know, he's going to give Webb an opportunity to maybe get out of a jam or two that he may create early.
Yes, I think okay. So. I think longer leash than you would ordinarily think of in an elimination game, just because he's proven that he's been about as tough as anybody in the league. And the Giants also have watched these last couple of games, and it's not a secret. It's not dogging anybody, but they have some pitchers in the bullpen who have not performed up to the level we've expected this year. So. You got some guys, whether it's the big stage, whether it's just this matchup, whether it's just the vagaries of, a sport that's really, really hard, whatever the reason, you know, they have some relievers that I think they're a little reluctant to use tonight. And so I think put all that together, the way Logan has performed, I believe that he's got the ball and that the idea is Logan's going to take us as deep into this game as he can possibly take us. Now, I guess the counter to that would be, you know, if he's really in a bad spot, Gausman and Wood to some degree are also available. So, you know, you could use Alvarez early to try to, you know, two outs, Corey Seager's coming up, Webb's lost his command, get the out and then regroup and try to say, hey, can we get two innings out of Alex Wood today? Something like that. There are contingency plans, but I think your general premise is absolutely right. This is Logan Webb's game. They want him to be the guy.
Dave, I agree with you, and I want to stick with Logan Webb because I can't stop thinking about – and I know it's a team game. When you talk Logan Webb, you know, the strides he's made this season, now him being the ace, already dominated the Dodgers in this series, and – for his portfolio or brand, let's say he goes 7 innings tonight, Dave. The team wins and he gives up one run, and I need to slow down here. And then they go on to win the World Series. What's at stake? What does that do for his portfolio, you think? The fact that he beat the Dodgers twice and they go on to win the World Series.
Well, I think that the baseball world knows this now. I certainly think that the fans, the general baseball fan, will know even more what a young star the Giants have. But I think already he's proven that he's going to be one of the best in the game. And look, pitchers, things change, right? Pitchers get hurt, especially. That changes things. But assuming good health, I think of all the great things that have happened to the Giants organization, the number one thing that has happened this year is the Giants have an ace. They do. They have a guy who they believe can lead their starting rotation for a bunch of years now. And he can match up with anybody. He's proven that. He's got tremendous stuff, and he's learned. He's got the know-how now to match that stuff. And it's just really, really exciting to watch him pitch these days. So I think, you know, what you're saying sort of applies to, like, the general baseball fan. I think everybody in the game right now is feeling like they have a pretty good idea that Logan Webb is among the elite.
Let me ask you this, Dave. When do you think this season they realized that? Or did they think they knew going in?
No, I don't think they knew going in. I think they knew this guy had weapons. They knew that Logan had stuff that moved in ways that most pitchers' stuff doesn't move. Now, that doesn't mean he has 100 mile an hour. You know, stuff can be measured in a bunch of different ways. But I think they looked at Logan and said, now that's the profile of a guy we can turn into something great. Because the raw material is just there. But I don't believe at all that...
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
They thought that was going to happen as fast as it did, where he would turn into the leader of the rotation. And that's really cool. And mostly it's just a credit to Logan. You know, the Giants have a lot of coaches who are doing a lot of good work, and those guys deserve credit too. But this is he's done it himself, and he should be applauded for that, because it's one thing to have stuff. It's another thing to have stuff plus aptitude, plus hard work, plus learning on the fly and the poise to do it in the very biggest moments. And that was earned gradually. You know, there wasn't an instance. You can't look back and say there's one night where it happened with Logan. It happened gradually, but very, very steadily. You know, there weren't a lot of setbacks with Logan. It was like, okay, there's another step. Wow. Now I'm impressed even more. Goes out the next time. Oh, man, that looked even better. It was just a slow, steady climb for this guy.
Dave, I got to be honest with you. I was telling Stani the day we found out Kapler was coming to manage this team, I had prejudice, and it was all based on something I didn't know about and what happened in Philly. And when you think Farhan, you think analytics and computer, but this guy's people skills have just I like listening to him after the game, because he doesn't seem like a phony. What adjective would you use, and how surprised are you, Dave, that he's just coming up roses on the people skill aspect of his job?
Genuine is a good adjective to use with Gabe. And I think that sometimes he gives off the impression that it's too good to be true and this can't be genuine, because he is. He's just a very thoughtful guy. He thinks about every question that gets asked him. He calls people by their name. He remembers people. Like, all those little cues, and they add up. He does so many of them, you start to think, this can't be real, huh? Is this an act? Is this guy trying to fool all of us? And then when you watch him over a long period of time and you get to know him, you start to think, as I have, no, that's absolutely who this guy is. This is very real. He's just a caring person who cares about his players and other people around him, wants to do good in the world, has big ambitions even outside of baseball to make a positive impact on the world. And I think genuine is a very good word for it. That's who he is.
Dave's going to be fun out there at the ballpark tonight. Enjoy yourself, and hopefully this magical season continues.
One more load of dishes to do, and then I'll hold all the time I need, and I'll be out there.
All righty. Thanks, Dave. As always, appreciate it. That's Dave Fleming, presented by Gordon Plastering, the Bay Area's best for plastering, drywall, and fireproofing. GordonPlastering.com.
Wow.
See,
he's doing activities now.
Well, I get the sense that he kind of likes what, well, not likes, but he thinks what Roberts is doing kind of is a nice little move, or could be a nice little move to try to get Kapler to do something earlier than he wants to do it, probably.
And am I wrong to think at the end of the day, Stani, the score or how this game, Captain Obvious, how it plays out will dictate if this was successful or not? Or is there no tangible way to determine that?
I mean, if Knable goes out and gives up three runs in the first, obviously that's a problem.
But zero in the first two, if he got two innings and they lose 5-0, but it wasn't on his hand. You couldn't go to that move and say that's why you lost.
If he pitches two scoreless innings and they bring in Arias and he gives up three runs, then people are going to say, see, Arias not used to coming out of the bullpen.
Yeah.
Even though he finished up last year's World Series with three innings of relief last season.
I'm a Kapler dude, man. The dude, I just, honestly, man, he ain't no phony.
I think that's what they thought he was in Philly.
He's a competitor.
That's interesting. And you're right. Look at him now. What did Philly do when he left? Nothing. Right.
I mean, I could see how you would think that about Kapler.
Okay.
You know what's funny is, like, and I've said this, he just works better on the West Coast than the East Coast. He just
does.
Break
that down to something that don't know what you mean, Stoney.
It's just, he does explain himself, and he over-explains himself, and he tries to include, you know, the writers and the media and the fans into what he's doing and why he's doing it. I saw the other day that Andy Baggerly, who covers the Giants for the Athletic, clearly texted him out of the blue and asked him about Johnny Cueto, because Cueto had said he hadn't talked to Kapler about the move of leaving him off the roster, and apparently Kapler texted him back and said, no, I didn't see him the first time when I told him, but I had seen him since I said I didn't see him. I have seen him now, and we have talked about it, and that kind of stuff. And I think back east
been pissed off.
The other thing is they weren't winning. They weren't winning back east. They were 500 team,
but they didn't stink.
He was a ridiculous players manager there.
Okay,
that's another thing they said. He just didn't hold players accountable. Like he was
and the
a
media
players,
hated that, huh?
Yeah, and I could see how if Kapler's managing a team that's not winning consistently, you might get sick of him because he's going to explain things or try to explain things the same way as he would after a win as after a loss. But after a loss, words ring a little more hollow. And so, yeah, he's crafting his 90-second answer after the Phillies lose 6-2. I think people roll their eyes at that stuff.
Well, okay. Tell me if I'm off the mark here. And I'll cross-reference Kyle Shanahan. Even when this season first started and we didn't know the Giants were real, and it was 30 games, and UI and Dibs had fun, 60-90, what have you, I think Kyle can take a page out of Kapler's book on the explanations. You say what to that?
I say you got to be who you are. I think that's who Kapler is. But
you win some and you lose some with who you are too, Stoney. And you may not be trying to win any, but I get phony vibes from Kyle when you don't answer a question from an adult that everybody's talking about a subject matter, and you're sitting here saying you don't see what the fuss is for. That's what makes me appreciate Kapler. Even on his bad day, he's going to go up there and give you an elaborate on his answer, Stoney, whether it's good or bad.
I mean, what I think about Kyle Shanahan is he grew up the son of Mike Shanahan, an NFL coach. So he was born into that life of being an NFL. He was in the NFL family.
Right.
That means he grew up around the NFL. He learned through the NFL. Like, he's an expert on the NFL. And he took all his cues from his dad on how to handle the media. And he still has an old school, don't tell the media anything they don't need to know. And don't over-explain yourself. And don't. Don't tell them, don't ever say that you're having a quarterback controversy or, you know what I mean? Like,
I guess it's cool when you're winning.
He knows how to play the game.
But when you're not, a little turbulence right now, but I know it's about the Giants. But again, I just appreciate Kapler. And if he can get this done tonight, Stoney, man.
Dodgers have their lineup out.
Give it to me.
Mookie Betts leads off right field. Corey Seager, he'll hit second playing shortstop. Trey Turner, he'll be at second base hitting third. Will Smith, he's catching in the cleanup spot. Justin Turner, the third baseman, hits fifth. Gavin Lux will be in center field. He hits sixth. Cody Bellinger, first base. Chris Taylor will be in left field. And then batting ninth, the starting pitcher, Corey Knebel, who...
You got a future in this.
We'll see. We'll see. We'll see if he bats.
I like how you read the lineup, Steiny.
Oh, I got a lot of experience. Yeah. I used to play Strat-O-Matic baseball in announce all the time.
Sounded, you had a little rhythm.
All the time.
Dude, that lineup is wicked.
So it's the Giants lineup.
We don't know what it is. Who's Tell you what, in? Who's out? What would your lineup be, Steiny? Like, I'd have Wade Jr. leading off. Like, Dibs was late night Lamont. Nah, it's got to be early time Eddie. That was a bad pull. Yeah, but you get what I'm saying.
I don't know. They're saying now you're all over, Gabe.
He deserves it. He would get my manager of the year. How about it's waiting
well,
for
got
him. And Farhan's going to get exec of the year.
You would think.
Comes with the territory. I just thought this guy was done, man.
You know, I was thinking, got a minute or two, may as well throw this in there. Nobody had the Giants doing anything this year, right?
Hello? Not a soul.
You see some of these predictions for the Warriors?
What we got?
538 website.
Give it to me.
Projects the Warriors to win 39 games. That's two now. John Hollinger of The Athletic had him win 39.
Well,
now 538 has him finishing in 11th place in the West, 39 wins.
They're not in the Bay. They don't know the – I was telling Dickinson.
That's right. They're not in the Bay, so that may mean they're more objective. Mm-hmm.
No, it's like how can you judge the domino of Clay, Wiseman,
well, I think DeGrove, that's the point. Well, that's the point. They're Jordan not going to be Poole, there at the beginning of the year.
Jordan Poole's right there. Like, the Warriors have an identity. They like. I know you're going to call me crazy. I'm watching them play. They know what they want to do. And you know, we're going to let them fly. We're going to play small. But there is no – we like the Lakers. And I picked them to win it all. If the Warriors don't, Stoney.
You can change that. I'll let you change that.
No, we'll wait for our preview.
I'll let you change
our NBA preview coming next week.
When is that?
Next week. I've been talking to Espadone.
About what?
Having the music to old Peter Vesey, who follows me on Twitter. That's a big deal for me. That's my guy.
He follows like 42,000 people, Peter Vesey.
What do you mean?
He follows everybody who follows him regardless.
I don't believe. I'm a check. Dude, I got that tweet years ago. Your boy was walking around San Fran like, I arrived. Peter Vesey. Anyway, you know that. Dun, 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 when NBA used to come on. There we go. That's what. Ooh, it's 90. And then we give our predictions. Dude, I'm telling you, it's going to be a big – they're going to surprise some teams.
I forget. Steiny, forget you have to go till 3 p.m. now. No, of course I don't forget that. Why would I forget that? Did I say I'm leaving in 5 minutes?
No, you asked how much – we got a couple
minutes. No, you said it like a couple minutes ago. It's like, we got a couple minutes here.
Usually you do. Oh, okay. How much time
has been done? I meant a couple minutes.
We still got 3:15 to our mini heart out.
Thanks, 628. I appreciate that. No, I meant we have a couple more minutes in the segment. Yeah, no, we go to L3. Guru and Steiny.
I'm checking Vessi's Twitter now. Oh, that hurts.
I think one of the reasons the Warriors are projected that low by some is because they are looking at this team without Klay Thompson for 2 months. They are looking at this team with James Wiseman probably not being integrated for a month. They are looking at this team saying they drafted two rookies who they want to play. You went
39 and 33 though. You weren't 33 and 39 without any of the rookies, right, or Clay, but and technically Wiseman.
They got the Timberwolves winning more games than the Warriors.
See, yeah, that's not a joke. Minnesota's going to be a player. I'm telling you, they got a who did that? They got a big three.
Oh boy,
want me name them?
Yeah, I do. Go ahead, name
Cat.
That's a half.
The new J.R. Ryder.
Who's that?
Come on. My guy.
You forget his name?
No.
Anthony Edwards?
That's my guy.
Okay.
And then the snitch.
That's not a big three. That's like a big 1.7.
Russell can play the game of basketball. Am I telling you he's LeBron? No.
He can play the offensive game of basketball.
He can remind me of Nick Van Exel, man. Nick Van Exel
competed harder than him.
By the way, Peter Vesey falls 25,000 people.
So what does that have to do with me feeling good about him following me? I probably said something and got back to New York that he didn't follow.
No, he doesn't know who you are at all.
In my mind, he knows who I am.
He follows everybody. All right, 888-957-9570. Heading into the last hour of the show, I think it's time for some predictions.
Here we
go. You know what? I'm writing these down today. I'm going to write everybody's prediction down with their name.
Where are you writing it?
On my notebook right here.
And I'm going to do a lineup, and if it comes out before we get off, we compare and contrast. I'll be Daryl Kapler.
All right, so you're going to make a lineup right now?
Yeah.
And then see if it...
I just said that, right? Okay. If we get it before we get out.
All right. 888-957-9570. You know me. You know I like to keep track of stuff. What's going to happen tonight? Give me your prediction. Giants, Dodgers, game five. I'm going to ask for a score, maybe a hero. A score and a hero. 888-957-9570. The Butcher Boy Joe Shasky is back with another episode of Elevate Your Tailgate. Check out the latest episode on 957thegame.com. And on the 957 The Game social channels, Elevate Your Tailgate is brought to you by Harris Ranch Beef. Legendary beef, legendary quality. Visit harrisranchbeef.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.